NRP S2E26, streaming your own internet radio. Hey everybody, welcome to the show. This week we're going to be talking about streaming your own internet radio station. Now, things you have to think about first. How many people do you want to listen to this? Are you trying to make this a commercial venture? Or is this something you just want to share with, like, you know, 5 or 6 friends? Because this is also going to impact bandwidth and how you get this thing out there. Because certain things you can do on your own machine and others you need to get a server and things like that. If you want to have more people, have higher quality audio. Also, you're going to want to look at things like music licensing and the royalties because, you know, if it's just you and a couple people you know and you're sharing the music in the office, you know, that's one thing. If you're wanting to broadcast a radio station to thousands of people, that's a bit different. So anyway, let's talk real quick the kind of software required. Now, the freest and cheapest way is using Winamp. There's the Shoutcast DSP. Now, Shoutcast is basically, it's a protocol for taking your music and putting it on a streaming thing. The Shoutcast DSP, if you've got, you know, you listen to all your music in Winamp, you know, you put the Shoutcast DSP and you get a microphone, and that way you can play your music, and as you're playing, you can, you press the little button to talk into the microphone, and it all just streams out live. Now, it's also a little buggy, so I've known people that, because anything that's free, man, it's, you know, it's great that it's free. Sometimes it works great, sometimes it might not. There's also Sam Broadcaster on Windows is probably the most known, you know, solid. It's a more professional format. It's got like two tape loaders, and you play your music and you make a playlist and you can go in and out of stuff. And also Spatial, they make a number of products similar to it. They're, you know, stripped down versions that have different focuses. Also, if you're on a Mac like myself, Nicecast, $40. It's a lot cheaper. And also, the nice thing about Nicecast, I mean, it supports Shoutcast. There's also Icecast, which is another protocol for doing, you know, internet stream, but most people use Shoutcast that I've encountered. But the nice thing about Nicecast, Nicecast, anyway, thing about Nicecast is that it's by Rogue Amoeba. These are the folks that make Audio Hijack Pro. So, you can hook into any kind of audio. It's a lot like using the Winamp. You know, you can listen to your iTunes and broadcast it, but you can also broadcast a Skype call. So, say you just want to broadcast, you know, you've got an interview with somebody and you just want to broadcast that to a group of people. Or, you know, like you're a big corporation and you want to do, you know, some news or whatever. You can broadcast it that way, and you can plug into stuff. I mean, this is, you know, I've seen people talking about, oh, I've got Sam Broadcaster, and then I have this hardware mixer, and I just mix in audio from Skype calls and stuff. Like, yeah, I've got the application. It just pulls it in. It's like that. And, you know, and you just pull it in. You can, there's a lot of sliders to adjust the volume so that one person might be, you know, you have to even them out. And listen, you know, you can tweak anything, but it's nice. It's fast. $40. It's very nice. Now, like, I, you know, anybody that's given advice on how to do live shows and take Skype calls and make them sound good, you know, the more and more stress you put on your local machine, the more and more, you know, lag that's going to happen, the lower the audio quality. You know, like people that host, you know, interview shows over Skype, they'll have one computer running Skype and another recording it, you know, and it's like, you know, if you're doing a quick show with just one guest, you know, sourcing Skype, it's not that hard. But also, if you know, if you're running Nicecast, you can run your own computer, will run the server, so that way you can, you know, have, like, you know, I think up to 8 people. But yeah, you can have a small number of people connect to your, you know, if you get Nicecast, you can try it out for free on the site, but every 10 minutes or whatever, it makes a noise, so you have, you know, it's like you pay to get rid of that, you know. But it's nice. And you can, you know, if you've got somebody that you just want them to listen to your audio selection too, like, you know, you're playing music around the office and you want everyone to tune in, you know, and you can't just crank it up loud, you got a big building or whatever, you know, stuff like that, it's nice. But if you actually want to make a commercial investment, or if you want to have higher quality than You know, if you want, you know, once you start adding more listeners and higher quality, you need more bandwidth. Now, there's a number of services out there that, you know, a lot of services out there will offer, they say, oh, this is free. And it's like, I'm going to link you to a number of them. Bear in mind, when something is free, there's reasons why. There's going to be lower quality sound. There's going to be less listeners, or they're going to have to go to their page to load the player rather than a direct link to it so somebody can open it up in their own player. You know, they have to go to a website to play it. Stuff like that. Live 365, Free Shoutcast, Caster.fm, My Radio Stream, and Listen to My Radio. These are all services that will offer, you know, free or for pay Shoutcast servers. And you can, I mean, you can just buy Shoutcast server space just like WebSpace. You know, you get it, it comes with an interface, and you can tell if somebody's live on it. You know, these are things, if you're looking for commercial, if you're looking for a bigger server, it's all stuff to pay attention to. But streaming your own internet radio, you know, if you're on a Mac, I really recommend Nicecast. There's other alternatives, too. If you're on a Windows machine, SAM Broadcaster is the more professional one. I mean, there's also, you have to remember, setting up an auto feed, so that way, if you're doing a live show, and then the live DJ says, hey, I'm going to cut out, and they leave, you don't want just dead air because nobody will tune into your station. You want to have an auto player that will just automatically play, you know, and that's, you know, again, that's where, like with my Nicecast, I could just set it to play anything from my iTunes library, and then it would just play over. You can do the same with Winamp, where it would just cycle through somebody's library, and I think the same with Sam Broadcaster once the music's all loaded in. But, you know, now, music licensing and royalties, you know, it's a good idea that if you're wanting to actually play for more than people you know, you know, just strangers, that it's a good idea to pay the royalties. I don't know how they've been cracking down on them. I know plenty of people that run stations that don't, and I'm not even going to touch that with a 10-foot pole. But yeah, Shoutcast, it's interesting how one person can have their own radio station, and you can have other people come in and DJ on it from their selection. Or, you know, there are some servers online where you can, I can't remember where, but I've seen some servers where they'll have a list of music. You can upload your own music, and then people will, you know, select from that and play. So yeah, that's streaming internet radio. That's all for this week. Thanks for tuning in. I'll see you on the other side. More, visit NoRightsProductions.com. Follow me on Twitter at twitter.com/NoRights. And hey, why don't you check out my Tumblr at NoRights.tumblr.com.